About a foot of snow has fallen across the Northeast this weekend, and more is falling. Some areas could get 20 inches before the early winter storm ends. 9 deaths have been blamed on the blizzard. For snowplow drivers, the storm promises a windfall in this holiday shopping season. But for retailers, there's an uneasy calm in shopping malls rather than the sounds of children singing, "Mommy, Daddy, I want that." Reporter Beth Fertig of member station WNYC is on the sidewalks of New York, and she joins us. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Leanne.
Where exactly are you?
I'm at Union Square, which is in downtown Manhattan, and there's normally a holiday bazaar here that's open between Thanksgiving and Christmas, with about 100 stalls selling all kinds of homemade goods and Christmas presents. This market was closed yesterday because of the snow, but right now there's some workers here, and they're getting ready to reopen it at 11 a.m. so that they can take advantage of all the shoppers who were not able to come here yesterday.
Describe what it's been like in other parts of New York this weekend.
Well, here, for example, even though this holiday market was closed, this neighborhood has a lot of retail stores. There's a Paragon Sporting Goods store, and there were people coming here yesterday to buy new snow boots and winter coats and things like that. There's, houseware stores and all kinds of furniture stores and record stores or, music stores. And so people were definitely coming out here to buy their presents. They thought it was a good day to do their holiday shopping because there weren't a lot of people out shopping. So it was very, very busy around Union Square. But in the residential neighborhoods, it was a lot more quiet.
What about away from the centers of commerce? You're hearing anything from the boroughs?
Well, I was out in Brooklyn yesterday, and in Brooklyn Heights, it was extremely quiet. The blizzard was just unbelievable to watch. It was swirling snow, and the winds were just so gusty. But if you went outside, there were people going out to the supermarkets, a few brave souls who wanted to go out and stock up on supplies, and they were getting things that they described as comfort food, cookies, tortillas, guacamole, soup, bread. They said they planned to just spend the day indoors renting videos. And kids were going outside to throw snowballs, even though it was really, really gusty. A few kids were taking their sleds out. But it was just a really beautiful day to watch if you were lucky enough to have a home and be inside and watch it. The city is reaching out to homeless people, trying to get them into shelters. And, to mixed degrees of success. A lot of the homeless don't like the shelters. But most New Yorkers who were lucky enough to have a good place to be inside just wanted to tuck in and watch the snow. And if they got bored, they knew that there were some stores open that they could do their shopping.
And in the small amount of time we have left, Beth, how is the city actually going about the job of cleaning up the streets?
Well, Mayor Bloomberg has assured New Yorkers that they have 2,100 sanitation workers, and they're working on 12-hour shifts with about 2,000 pieces of equipment, and that they've been able to clear thousands of miles of city roads. The city is just really glad that this happened on a weekend. So hopefully everything will be clear by tomorrow's rush hour.
In the meantime, it looks like a winter wonderland up there.
Winter wonderland that's being cleared away as we speak.
Beth Fertig of member station WNYC at Union Square in New York City. Beth, thank you very much.
Good morning. Thank you.